Good morning. Welcome to our meeting. It's 9 a.m. on November 5th, 2024. And time to convene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County Community Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me today are Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO, Colin Willenbrock, our General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolmsmith, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Richard Tony Olson is absent today. Please mute or turn off your cell phones or other electronic devices at this time. So our first agenda item is the Office of the Washington State Auditor. We have Sean Hemsluck here to facilitate this conversation. Good morning, Sean.
Thank you, Commissioners. It's my pleasure to introduce representatives from the State Auditor's Office. They're here to present the entrance conference for the 2023 Accountability Audit. We have Christina Baylor, Program Manager from the State Auditor's Office, and Kurt DeVoy, Assistant Audit Manager. And with that, I will turn it over to Christina.
Good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you all for the opportunity to join you this morning. We are very excited to meet with you today. Oh, should we just a little bit? There you go. Thank you. I appreciate it. We are very excited to meet with you all this morning to share what we call our entrance conference, which is a meeting that we hold close to the start of our audit engagements to share a little bit about the audit that is currently underway and what we have planned to review, as well as answer any questions that you might have for us today. We should have provided a packet of information that you have before you that we'll be walking through today. I will be starting our presentation off, and then I'll be turning it over to Kirk Gabois, who's serving as the supervisor of the audit. So in front of you, we'd like to start our conversation this morning by talking a little bit about the State Auditor's Office. So the State Auditor's Office does take our role to be the auditor of all public funds very seriously. We are appointed by the legislature and written into the state constitution to conduct audits of all state and local governments on a regular cycle. That does include all of the PUDs in Washington State. We have the pleasure of working with the PUD each year. And typically what we conduct is an audit that is referred to as an accountability audit. An accountability audit's objective of an accountability audit is to really take a look at the PUD's compliance with state laws, regulations, contracts, your own policies and procedures that you expect your staff to follow. And then in general, is the PUD doing a good job safeguarding public funds? And so there's a lot that can be looked at for that period. We don't have time to look at everything that you do during the period, but we are excited to share with you today the areas that we have selected for further review and a little bit about why those areas were selected. So with that, I will turn it over to to share a little bit about what we have planned.
Before you do that, I have set the record wrong. My nose will be audited someday. So I said 9 a.m., which is where we normally start. We start our meeting at 8 a.m.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Move this up a little bit.
Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. This is my first year here auditing Snohomish County PUD as an auditor. I've been at the office for 15 years, but actually just a brief introduction. I've been to this building many times from a fifth grade field trip or my school bus ran over a car in the front parking lot out there. Interesting. But also, my dad was actually worked here for Snohomish County PUD for 43 years. He retired about, over 10 years ago or so. So I've known this building and the ops center and all sorts of places. So Snohomish County PUD is definitely a very known place to me. So, but good to be here. We'll talk about the entrance conference today, what we're doing here. On the packet of information that you did receive, it does list the different areas that we're looking at as part of our accountability audit, as Christina mentioned. So the accountability audit, again, just make sure that the PUD is complying with all state laws, different policies, procedures, and just making sure they're safeguarding public funds and assets. So the bulleted list on the first page of the handout there lists the different areas we're looking at. We do different risk-based procedures at the beginning of the audit, just kind of reading minutes, doing different types of procedures just to see what areas we want to look at. Obviously, we can't look at every single area, otherwise we'd be here year-round, and Sean would not appreciate that, I'm sure, and the staff. So these are the areas we've selected for this year. Accounts payable, just obviously a general understanding of How does money go out of the district? When money is spent, how is it spent? And is it being tracked and made sure that it's spent to the correct folks? Other areas we're looking at this year are the different programs that the PUD has for rebates. I don't think this is an area we've looked at in recent years. So the PUD offers lots of different rebate programs for light bulbs and energy efficient appliances and all sorts of different upgrades to homes. And so we want to make sure that when these programs are being applied for and funds are being distributed to citizens, that there's adequate oversight to make sure that these funds are being sent out appropriately. Also, there's another program that the PUD has to offer income assistance based on income levels for lower income and citizens. And so what we do with that is just see, okay, how does the PUD make sure that the citizens that apply for this program are eligible to be to get those lower rates? Another area we're going to be looking at is the district's monitoring of small and attractive assets. So these are these types of assets that are theft sensitive or should be extra set of eyes on them. So it's like computers, different kind of tools, things like that, small equipment type items. So just how is the PUD tracking those and make sure that they're not being misappropriated or lost? So along with this, we're also going to be looking into some the IT assets specifically. I know there was a small loss that was reported to our office about that, so we're going to be covering that as part of our review as well. So those are the main areas we're going to be looking at as part of our accountability audit. Another portion of our audit is that we look at is the CPA's review of your financial statements. So the PUD prepares financial statements, and those are reviewed by an external CPA firm. We review that CPA firm's work just because we do want to make sure that it was done according to all the standards that are required in the by different auditing standards. So that's basically the scope of our work this year. A couple of things we wanted to point out on the second page there is our different levels of reporting. It's very common as part of an audit process that we do find areas of improvement or things we want to bring to management's attention. So we have different levels of reporting of how we would disclose those items. So the highest level of reporting is what we call finding, and findings are included in our published audit reports. So once those go out the door and published and public to see and everyone to see, those are included word for word. And those, we do give the district an opportunity to respond to those findings in the audit report. The next level recommendation we have is what's called a management letter, where we do not publish those word for word in our audit reports, but we would bring those to management's attention at the exit conference, just because we would want you to be aware of those items, and because those might be things that might require policy changes or maybe would be significant enough that could result be a finding in future years. So we'd want to bring those to your attention. The next level of reporting we have is what's called exit items. Those are small trivial items that are kind of like housekeeping items that we usually just communicate to your staff and so that they can address them. So those are the big areas of reporting the different levels of reporting we would have. Other little bits of information we want to bring to your attention as well on this handout is during a course of an audit, there's frequently we'll ask for information that might be confidential. So it might be like citizens' names, account numbers, things like that, bank statement numbers, whatnot. So if anything comes up that is confidential, have asked your staff to just let us know about that confidential information. We have different ways of sending information to us securely, or we've also come on site and we've worked a few days just to be able to review documentation so it doesn't have to leave site here. We did provide audit costs for you, so we do our very best to stay within those original estimates, and at the exit conference, we'll let you know kind of how we're doing with that. We are going to communicate everything with Sean as things go along. So we do expect him to kind of keep us informed if anything comes up, and he'll keep you informed if we come across anything that you should be aware of. And then also we do also want to let people know that we do include contact information for everyone in our office, not only for Christina and myself, but also our directors in Olympia as well. That's at the conclusion of your packet. So there's email addresses, phone numbers for those people. If at any point during the audit, if you have questions or concerns or anything like that, please let Christina and I know about it right away. But if you just feel like you're not being heard or you just have other questions or comments, feel free to reach out to those individuals as well. They're happy to talk to our PUDs anytime throughout the year. And then a couple of reminders we wanted to share with you is about loss reporting. Please let us know at any time if there's ever a loss or even a suspected loss of public funds, please let us know about it. It doesn't mean that we're going to come in and do some big investigation right away or anything like that, but we want to know about any kind of suspected losses or known losses, because we kind of hope that you don't have a lot of experience with investigating these things. Hopefully it's not something that comes up frequently. But unfortunately, we do have a lot of experience with that. And so we do want to be that resource and help the PE employees ask the appropriate questions of, have you considered this? Have you considered these next steps? You know, here's what you should be thinking about. So please let us know at any time if you suspect a loss. And then furthermore, a new thing is cyber losses. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad actors out there that are frequently, you know, hacking into systems and potentially taking information. So if you suspect a cyber attack or some sort of a cyber loss of any sort, please let us know about that as well. The reason why is because we have a specialized team within our office that really focuses on those and really tries to help governments around the state prevent those from happening. And the more we know about what is happening and the more we know about what is occurring out there day to day, the more we can try to like prevent those attacks from happening and give knowledge to those people who might be affected by them. And then furthermore, too, there is a state law out there that does say if you do experience a cyber attack and it does involve potentially more than 500 Washington state citizens, you have to let the Attorney General's office know as well. So just a heads up on that. All right, a couple of concluding documents I wanted to give to you, too, and kind of share with you. In the packet, I did not only the agenda, I did include the audit connection and then also a little guide for you. So the audit connection is a guide that comes, it's a little handout that goes out about twice a year from our office and basically gives updates about what's going on within our office, different changes, things that we're seeing, things that are coming up. I know this article here does talk about some of the recent frauds that we've seen in our state, and it talks about like the red flags that might have led up to those frauds that maybe governments could have seen and detected to detect that fraud before it got larger. So those are some good articles in there about that, as well as some good, some of the new resources we have. The two branches with our office that not a lot of people maybe know about, because a lot of people, when they think about the state auditor's office, think about the field auditors that come on site and review operations. But we actually have two other different like teams within our state that are really designed to help governments. One of them is the local government support team. And their entire goal is to support local governments, just like their name says. So what they do is anytime that they have any questions or anything that governments might have, maybe they have an unusual accounting revenue come in or expenditure and are not quite sure how to code things in the system, they offer a free help desk. So if you contact your staff, can contact them, ask questions, they can provide accounting guidance with no additional charges to the PED. They also update our help that or the BARS manual and provide different trainings throughout the year for all those new GASBs and things that are come up, accounting standard changes that come up throughout the year. The other team that's really good is the local government support center. And that team is all about audit efficiency or government efficiency. So any ways that the government can become more efficient, any process improvements, that whole like lean Six Sigma process improvement type thing. If there's ever like an instance where management and the government feels they have a department or a process that might not be as efficient as it could be, they can come out on site and review those that process with your employees and help you come up with ideas of how to become more efficient. They also look at our audit reports that are released each year and come up with, you know, maybe the themes, like what are we issuing recommendations over around the state? And one of those areas that we they've seen a lot of recommendations going out, and so they wanted to provide these resources here, is this Expect the Unexpected guide. So what this is all about is, this is like the newest, one of the newest resources they published out here, but it's very common for governments to review for expected revenues. Obviously your customer loans and things like that, these grants you might receive, you know they're coming in, you know you're gonna get them, so you might look for them when you're reviewing revenues. But what you maybe not don't look for is some of those unexpected revenues, legal settlements, Costco rebates, things like that. Who looks for those things? So what we're doing is just saying, okay, how can you potentially look for those unexpected revenues that you should be receiving and make sure that you are actually getting those revenues and they're being deposited into the correct district accounts? So just a guide to help you consider things that you might not have considered before in the past. So we have those couple guides for you. And like I said, on the page there, we do also include the contact information for all of us, as well as our directors in Olympia. So with that, that's really all we have for you. A lot of information I just threw at you there. But any questions for me or Christina at all?
Questions?
Well, I did have one.
Oh, sure.
Let's see if I can
yeah,
get back to it in my phone.
yeah.
The cybersecurity protections that you look at, it's comforting that.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't look at those. I don't know much about the cybersecurity stuff. I know how to restart computers, and that's about it. But we have a whole team within our office that does look at cybersecurity measures, and they actually do offer services. They'll come on site and they will do cyber checkups, and they do like quick one day, just brief cyber checkup reviews. But they can also come out on site if voluntarily, if you want to sign up for it, they'll come on site and they will do full reviews as well. I know that the utility districts has been a big area of focus for them over the past year or so, just based on the increase in attacks we've seen on utility districts across the country. So I don't know if that's something they've already reached out to the PUD about, or maybe you've already taken advantage of those services. They don't advertise what they do very much because they don't want to come on site and say, hey, we did this big audit. Here's all your vulnerabilities, because here's how you can take advantage of this government. So they really don't publicize to me or anyone else what they're up to. So maybe they've come on site.
Thank you. It just seems like there's so many possibilities for fraud in
Absolutely.
this cybersecurity area
Absolutely.
with fake news, as I mean. Probably not a good way to, just it's all kinds of people who have evil intentions
Oh, yeah.
and utilities. We have to be so careful.
Absolutely.
AI and so forth.
Yeah.
But I know our IT department is exceptional.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I just have a quick one, a couple quick ones. The law about a cyber event affecting 500 or more, is that just for public entities, or is that for any entity?
That's any government in Washington state. So there's two different laws. One of the laws is any kind of known or suspected loss should be reported to our office. But for the cyber ones, it's 500 or more Washington states. If you suspect it affects more than 500 Washington state citizens, to report to the Attorney General's office.
And then next, I'm just curious, are you going to be, you've got a hybrid model, are you guys going to be in the building?
Yeah, hybrid
Since you know
actually.
where it is and you've been here
Yeah,
before.
exactly. Yeah, no, we got a nice little little corridor area upstairs. So we've actually already been on site for a couple of weeks. We're kind of getting towards the end of most of our field work here and whatnot. But yeah, we have come on site a few days. We've also done a lot of hybrid stuff, because what we found during pandemic times is, of course, we don't need to be on site every day. We can do stuff from our office, and it just saves travel costs for the district. So any ways we can save a few dollars here and there is good.
And then the last thing, I'm just going to put this out there. So I watched the city of Arlington receive an award, I guess the patent McCarthy gets 4 or 5 a year, and Arlington got one, a clean audit. And I'm just saying, we've done a very good job, and I think it'd be great for Sean to be able to start a trophy.
That's
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. It's not just for clean audits. I know that's one of the things, but it's like improvements or some sort of exceptional change or something that really happened. And I know with Arlington, I'm seeing to speak more because she's the one to help present it and whatnot. But yeah, they had some exceptional changes over the past few years of going to X once. So
Yeah, one of the PDs more one too.
yeah, oh, okay.
Anything else?
No question. Just appreciate the partnership and look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Now, I am also interested in the unexpected revenues. I mean,
Yeah.
if you can dig up more revenues for us, then we're all in.
That's right. Hopefully they're all being deposited already. We'll see.
You're pushing hope for it.
Yeah.
All right. It is now 8:20 and our meeting is recessed and the regular meeting will reconvene here in the commission meeting room at 9 a.m.